Today's Lenten devotional is written by Wendy S. Ferrone, class of 2020 and 2024. Do you remember Easter morning when you were a young child? My family did not go to church, so it never crossed my mind that connecting Easter with Jesus was a thing. Rethinking, we did go to church one Easter, as I remember my sister and I had matching dresses. She wore a cute sailor hat with her ensemble, and I wore a really ugly flowered one. The kids made fun of me. I built a resentment. So much for going to church on Easter. We three siblings did have to wander around the house looking for our Easter baskets filled with candy and a big solid chocolate bunny. The excitement was in the seeking. The joy was in the finding. In the moment I took that first bite of solid chocolate bunny ears, I believed in heaven. I look back on those days with a smile and recognize how much of the meaning of Easter was missed in my youth. I believe that Jesus was there in my ignorance and lack of opportunity. At the time, as with the woman who visited the tomb, I did not see him. Jesus was there nonetheless in my laughter, my fulfilled expectations, my gratefulness, and my faith that this year we would have a basket of undeserved plenty. I attend worship for 4 days in a row during Easter season. I cry at worship on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. I am solemn on Holy Saturday, and on Sunday, when the doors to the sanctuary are thrown open, the sights of the altar adorned with color and the smell of flowers on Easter Day overwhelm me, and I cry again. Then my eyes are opened, and I recognize him. My heart burns while he is opening the scripture to us. I seek to understand. I engage the joy of the glorious gift of God's grace and mercy. The Lord offered his beloved Son to save us from our ignorance and lack of opportunity in order that we may see him clearly. And I know that I am in his presence. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, how many times we did not see you when you were right there with us? How many times we settle for those things we believe that we should seek, but discover that they are fleeting moments of childish wish? Lord, our hope is in you, our hope of resurrection into eternal life. This Easter season, may we remember the Lord has risen indeed. May we rejoice that he has been made known in the breaking of the bread, now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.